Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to the music of the Canadian singer-songwriter, musician, film director, and activist, Neil Young. That was from his 2009 album, Fork in the Road. Just singing a song won't change the world. So Neil Young, he's on tour right now. That album that we just heard, he released it last year. And he started a tour in May of this year, 2010. Actually, in Albany, New York, he started this tour. And it's the name of the tour is called Twisted Road. And he'll be having an album release fairly soon entitled Twisted Road. And this is a solo tour that Neil Young is on right now. And, you know, when I talk about singer-songwriters on the show, I like to think of the solo works that they do. Like when I did a show on Sting, for instance, I didn't play any of the music that he performed with the Police, I focused on what I considered his solo repertoire. Well, with Neil Young, that's a very gray area. When he is on tour and we say he's doing a solo tour, it means actually solo. He's alone on the stage playing acoustic guitar, playing electric guitar. So he takes the meaning of a solo tour to a whole new level. Twisted Road, you know, looking forward to it. So let's go back to the beginning of the road. You know, let's go back 40 years. 40 years. What an amazing career. What an amazing career. He's Canadian, and he met Joni Mitchell when he was a teenager, and they were both in Winnipeg. And, you know, he's in junior high school when he forms his very first band. So, you know, greatness has to start somewhere. His first band was called The Jades. So he drops out of high school, right? When he's a teenager, he writes one of his most famous songs called Sugar Mountain, which is this song about lost youth. And Joni Mitchell wrote a song in response to his song called Circle Game. So these two talented musicians really were friends at a very early age. So he's 20 years old when he meets Stephen Stills. Stephen Stills is touring around Canada singing with some kind of vocal pop group. So Neil Young moves out to Los Angeles, and he and Stephen Stills start a band, Buffalo Springfield, you know, groundbreaking folk rock band. And they're together just a couple years, 1967, and they break up in 1968 or 69, well, actually in 68. And this is when Neil Young releases his first solo album. We're about to hear a track from that. There's a pattern that emerges with Neil Young, and his very first two solo albums really kind of capture the essence of what the pattern is here, okay? His very first album, Neil Young, he was kind of critical of it. We're going to hear a track called The Loner. And what Neil Young said is this album was overdubbed rather than played. And so his next album, which he releases in 1969, Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, was recorded totally differently. No overdubs. It was recorded like in 2 weeks. We're going to hear a track from that, Cinnamon Girl. So the quest for spontaneity, very, very big and important for Neil Young. So let's go back to 1968 from his very first solo release. We'll be hearing The Loner, followed up by Cinnamon Girl from Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. Neil Young on vinyl.
The unforeseen. Harper relaxes and wakes between shows for his cylinder. A dreamer of pictures, I run in the night. You see us together, chasing the moonlight, my cylinder.
From his Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And we're listening to Neil Young. When he recorded that last album in 1969, released in May of 69, he was recording with three musicians, Danny Whitten on guitar, Billy Talbot on bass, and Ralph Molina on drums. And that band is called Crazy Horse. So that album is actually credited to Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And he has a lifetime relationship with these musicians. He continues to record with them throughout his entire career. So that song we just heard, Cinnamon Girl, is one of his most beloved songs. I couldn't really do a Neil Young show without playing a couple of songs that people just have to hear. And that's always one of them. There's three songs on that album we just heard. Cinnamon Girl, Cowgirl in the Sand, and then Down by the River. And this is a true story, I believe, that he wrote all three of those songs in one day. While he was really sick, he was in bed and he had a high fever of like 103 degrees, and he wrote those three songs all at once. So the definition of a singer-songwriter. All right, so we know what's coming up. He joins Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He knows Stephen Stills. You know, he was in Buffalo Springfield with him. And the difference between Crosby, Stills, and Nash, each one of them are songwriters. And they asked him to join the band, and he said not as a sideman. The only way he would join the band is if he was a full member of the group. So, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash had already released a Grammy-nominated platinum-selling album in 1968. So they said, okay, and they changed the name of the band, and now it's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And they played Woodstock in 1969, but there was some strange drama going on there. Neil Young refused to play the acoustic section on the Woodstock concert, and he also refused to be filmed when he was playing with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young in the electric section. So we don't have any footage of Neil Young at Woodstock. He returns to his solo albums. In 1970, he released After the Gold Rush. But he doesn't use Crazy Horse on this album. Instead, he uses the bass player from the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album, Greg Reeves. So let's listen to a track from his 1970 solo album, Neil Young, After the Gold Rush. Let's listen to the title track.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor. saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
The Gold Rush. That was his 1970 release. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Neil Young, what a long career. He works again with Crazy Horse. You know, we heard his second LP where everybody knows this is Nowhere. And he tours and records with Crazy Horse. We're going to hear a lot more selections of the work that he did with Crazy Horse. He set out on a very long tour in 1979, the Rust Never Sleeps Tour. And every concert, and this is with Crazy Horse, every concert is divided into like a solo acoustic set and then an electric set. And this tour is heavily documented. It's filmed and it's recorded. And there's two albums that come out of this tour. The first one is Rust Never Sleeps. And they took the live recordings and they took it into the studio and then they did some overdubs. And then there's another album called Live Rust, which there's no overdubs. It's like just a live concert recording. So, you know, once again, that captures that thing where he's really, he kind of resists the idea of overdubs. He wants to play spontaneously. So I thought we should listen to a track from the Live Rust recording with Crazy Horse. This is a song called Cortez the Killer. And it's like a retelling of the Spanish conquest of Mexico from the viewpoint of the Aztecs. So from Live Rust, Neil Young with Crazy Horse, Cortez the Killer on vinyl one more time.
They died along the way, but what they build up with their bare hands, what we still can't do today. And I know she's living there, loves me to this day. I still can't remember how or when I lost it my way.
Sleeps tour in 1979. There was a movie made from that tour, and Neil Young actually directed the movie using a pseudonym of Bernard Shakey. All right. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And we're into 1979 with Neil Young, and we're about to move into the 80s. All of the music we've just listened to was released on the Reprise record label. And in 1980, he switches label. He signs with David Geffen. And the 80s are a difficult decade for him. Lots of personal problems with his children and his he goes off into a musical direction with synthesizers and things, and he throws everybody a curveball. And you know, people have looked back at the music from that time and have reassessed it. So anyway, he returns to Reprise Records, and that's where we're going to come back into the story. And in 1989, he releases another album with Crazy Horse. This one is entitled Freedom. And it becomes like it's a number two hit on the U.S. chart, Rockin' in the Free World. You probably know that track. So, you know, the music that we just heard, Cortez the Killer, very heavy, distorted guitars and lots of feedback and stuff, you know, and that's the thing. That's that live, electric, wow, sound that he gets with Crazy Horse. And so he has that very same sound going on again on the Freedom album. And it influences a lot of younger musicians. This album is 1989. And, you know, Nirvana's out there. Kurt Cobain is influenced by the sound. Pearl Jam with Eddie Vedder. So let's listen to a track from this album, Freedom. We're going to be listening to a song you might not have heard. It's called Crime in the City. And this is from Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
To be free. as a broken home. Sometimes I talk to Daddy on the telephone. When he says that he loves me, I know that he does. But I wish I could see him. I wish I knew where he was. That's the way all my friends are, except maybe one or two. Wish I could see him this weekend. Wish I could walk in his shoes. But now I'm doing my own thing. Sometimes I'm good, then I'm bad. Although my home has been broken, it's the best home I ever had.
Crazy Horse. It's Crime in the City. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. And as you can hear for yourself, you know, Neil Young has such a wide variety of styles that he's so adept at. I was talking a little bit before I played this last track about that kind of heavy distorted guitar sound. I don't know if that was exactly the best example of that on this album, Freedom. The song we just heard, it's a strange hybrid. It's like folk rock, jazz. It's a jazzy sort of heavy rock guitar. Very unusual. He works with Crazy Horse again. He does an album right after Freedom. A couple of months later, they're recording again, and they're doing an entirely live recording this time, zero overdubs. It's called Ragged Glory, and that's with Crazy Horse. In 92, he does another country folk rock album called Harvest Moon. And, you know, he's singing with Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor. And so he's got all these different threads that he's maintaining in his musical life. In 1994, he goes back and records another electric album with Crazy Horse called Sleeps with Angels. And it's kind of a dark, somber album. Kurt Cobain had committed suicide earlier in the year in 94. And the title track, Sleeps with Angels, it doesn't mention Kurt Cobain by name, but it's about him and his death. Apparently that there was a suicide note that Kurt Cobain left behind, quoting a line from a Neil Young song, It's Better to Burn Out Than Fade Away. So anyway, let's listen to a couple of tracks from Neil Young, Sleeps with Angels, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. We'll hear the title track, Sleeps with Angels, followed by Western Hero, Neil Young.
cold to the ground. He wore big boots that made a sound. He wore a six gun on his hip, but now he doesn't care yet. Sure enough, he was a Western hero. On the day, signing an old Jap zero.
And on the shores at Normandy, across the land and on the sea.
But now he's just a memory.
Neil Young with Crazy Horse, Western Hero. That was from his Sleeps with Angels album, which was released in 1994. Okay, I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And so that's a kind of a somber, dark album in the grunge. In the grunge style. After that album, he does record an entire album with Pearl Jam, Mirror Ball. He goes on a big European tour with Pearl Jam. He gets inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. You know, and Eddie Vedder is the one that inducts him from Pearl Jam. At the end of that decade, in 1999, he reunites for another concert tour with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Looking Forward. And in the year 2000, that was one of the biggest grossing concert tours that year. They grossed $42 million. All right. So in 2006, he releases an album called Living with War, Ever the Political Journalist. And he writes an incredible song about President George Bush. Let's impeach the president. And Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young performed this song on their Freedom of Speech tour. And I actually was able to attend that concert locally here at Bethel Woods, the Center for the Performing Arts. And so I thought we should listen to Neil Young let's impeach the president. Living with War. That was his 2006 release, Let's Impeach the President. Okay, so he's back on tour. He's currently on tour right now in a solo tour, and that means he's playing by himself. He's on the stage with a guitar, an acoustic guitar maybe, an electric guitar, and it's called Twisted Road, and he'll be releasing an album from music from this tour shortly. I'm looking forward to that. So we heard a track from his 2009 Fork in the Road at the top of the program. So let's listen to one more track from his most recent recording. This one is called Light a Candle, from an amazingly gifted and influential and a beautiful person all the way around, Neil Young.
Instead of cursing the darkness, light a candle for where we're going. There's something ahead worth looking for. When the light of time is on us, we will see our moment come, and the living soul inside will carry on. It's a chance to give new meaning to every move we make, through the caverns and the caves where we come from.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, and thanks so much for listening.